when somebody comes in with a D-dimer that is off the charts, there needs to be an emergency team, a SWAT team, if you like, come in and immediately apply an ultrasound scan. If somebody is prescribed with certain medication, again, a team should descend from wherever within the hospital and ensure that the correct medication is provided. You know, these are systems that the HSE requires urgently. The HSE is at its wit's end with crises and coronavirus and so on. It needs the support of, you know, a kind of a support network within it to allow the doctors to operate and treat, but with support at all sides, so that it doesn't come down to maybe one person on one day, perhaps after a 10-hour shift, having to prescribe or diagnose, that it's done for them via these systems. But there are none.
Can you talk to us about how the family are feeling, what they're saying?
Bridie was their devoted mother, John's devoted wife. The family have been through hell and turmoil over the past period of time. They are relieved that matters have concluded. This report has been provided to them, and they are determined that, as I said earlier, that this is the last incident that we have to speak about. Bridie was their chief homemaker. She was the chef to Camille. She was the leader of the pack in the Kelly household. And we can all imagine what they're going through.